This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope wherever you're at, I hope whatever you're doing, I hope you and your families are well. Okay? It's been a hell of a show here. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight, Monday through Friday. Obviously, there have been two big stories that have come out of today. It's the eventual return of the NBA. Looks like that's going to become official in a matter of hours. About 12 hours from now, the NBA's Board of Governors is going to go ahead and vote and move forward on what looks like it'll be, a season in Orlando, Florida. 22 teams, 8 regular season games, an opportunity for teams in that or close to that 8th spot, an opportunity to get in, and then a traditional playoff. So I'm happy about that. And then the big news of the day obviously came from Drew Brees, who's helping to drive the news cycle in a world where there is no sports, where the country, and not even the United States of America, but the world has pretty much said, hey, let's wake up. Let's try to move forward with equality and social justice. And Drew Brees, earlier today, was chatted up with the folks at Yahoo Finance, and I had to go and look. I said, is this an old interview? He was asked specifically about kneeling. This was his answer. Go ahead and play it, Chris. Thank you.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II. One in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better and that we are all part of the solution.
Yeah. Drew Brees is well within his right to have that opinion, but it's put-offish, it's ignorant, it's dismissive of what the actual issues are when it boils down to unity. And we've heard this from and not unity, or equality. We've heard this from his teammates. We've heard this from folks in the league, your Richard Shermans. We've heard this from folks who also happen to be white Americans, like Aaron Rodgers, who says that this is not about the flag, it's not about kneeling, it's about equality. So I personally find what Drew Brees said, I find what he said to be disrespectful. It's his opinion. He's well within his right. But it's dismissive to the actual values of the flag, which doesn't make any sense. You can love the flag, love it. But do you love the ideals that it stands for? Or can you really love the flag and not accept and not see that it is not what it stands for? That the ideals of this country aren't applicable to every single one of its citizens? He's tone deaf. He's ignorant. He may not care. It might be one of the three, or it might be all. Malcolm Jenkins, who just signed a four-year contract with the New Orleans Saints, Michael Thomas, who, by the way, is catching all of those passes, all 100-plus from Drew Brees, he said, yeah, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It's his own teammate. Well, how about another one? I just told you Malcolm Jenkins signed a four-year contract. This is what Malcolm Jenkins had to say on Instagram.
Our communities are under siege, and we need help. And what you're telling us is, don't ask for help that way. Ask for a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those and push them throughout the world, the airwaves, are the problem. And it's unfortunate because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
And that's Malcolm Jenkins. And he actually deleted that video. He said, I didn't want the headline of it to take away from the actual message, but the sentiments don't change. Okay, the phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. Geico's introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. If you've missed any of the show, this has been a deep show, because this isn't a show that's going to ignore, what's going on in the world. This is certainly applicable to the sports world. Sports is a microcosm of life, as I said on Monday. You can always find me on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. Feel free to call up. Feel free to actually chat with me. Feel free to have a conversation. You know, people get lost. A lot of folks get Twitter fingers. A lot of people feel that I can express myself here. Well, I'm a human being. You're a human being. You can feel free to call up and let me know your thoughts as well. Let's not waste any time. Let's talk to T in Georgia. T, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, brother?
I'm here with you, T. What's on your mind?
Hey, a few quick points, man. I got a friend of mine, a good friend. He's a diehard Saints fan, brother. And I asked him, I said, hey, man, what you going to do now? You know, because I was like, you know, this is the time. I said, man, Drew Brees should have shut his mouth on. He should have kept his mouth closed. And to hear that Malcolm Jenkins statement, and I'm just speaking from an X and O's point, I think this is going to truly affect that locker room, man, because you got to think about it. The Saints, as far as the black men, have a lot of strong personalities on that team. And it's kind of that analogy I'm going to use right quick. It's kind of like that man that gets caught cheating, or his wife catches him cheating. And, you know, you could say you're sorry and apologize and everything, and you could buy her gifts and all that to try to buy her love back. But at the end, in the back of her mind, she's going to always remember that. And I think I'm anxious to see how the Drew Brees, his PR team, is going to try to spin their way out of this, because this is his statement. This ain't something you could throw money at. And I feel like as a locker room now, like I said, I'm speaking from X's and O's, but I think that locker room is going to be on eggshells the whole year. And I just think Drew Brees should just, you know, it's time for you guys to just be quiet.
Yeah, well, I hear what you're saying, T, from Georgia, and a lot of people, and I've gotten this response. Well, Drew Brees was asked a question, and he just answered it. Well, yeah, he was. Athletes are asked questions every time they have a microphone in front of their face. Have you seen what Marshawn Lynch does? Because he doesn't want to deal with the media? And to be honest, I don't blame Marshawn. Okay? We want to talk about teams. Have you seen Bill Belichick get asked a football question? You see what Bill Belichick does? Have you seen what every professional athlete does when they are asked a question? Do you see how they duck and dodge and avoid controversy? So just because Drew Brees was asked a question, he could have answered it. And he was well within his right to say what he said. But that doesn't mean it was right. That doesn't mean what he said was fair. It doesn't mean what he said was inclusive. It was not. It was put-offish. It was demeaning. David in Sacramento, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, JR. Great show tonight. There's a few layers to this, so if you can bear with me. First of all, I'm a 53-year-old Caucasian man, and when I heard the comments that Drew Brees made today, I mean, it made me embarrassed. Anytime I always thought I had a lot of high respect for Drew Brees, even though I'm not a Saints fan, but it makes me embarrassed to be a Caucasian man to hear somebody that's so clueless and out of touch of what's going on to say those things. I grew up in North Carolina as a young man, 1976 to 1985. I've seen racism firsthand, I'm sorry to say. And the major problem here is all the police organizations around the country, they need to weed out these rogue cops that are racist, that think they can just take the life of an African-American man and not suffer any consequences. You know, and those three other cops, I heard today, they're going to be charged as accessory to murder. That's what needs to happen, man. It's like, and I was raised properly. My parents raised me the right way. You don't judge someone by the color of your skin. You judge them by what kind of person they are. And it just makes me sick, and I'm embarrassed to be a white man right now in America because I can't believe this stuff, man. It's just like, and I had to vent that tonight, and I think I'm a new fan. I've listened to your show, and also the local affiliate, Aaron, you know, Grant Napier, the TV guy for the Kings, got fired. And you know what? He should have more common sense, too, because he shouldn't have got on Twitter popping off against DeMarcus Cousins. He got baited into a thing. And you know what? I think he got what he deserved, too, as much as a fan I was of him up until today.
Well,
and that's
David,
all I got, man.
David,
I love the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for coming up and your candor. I really do. Let's talk to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Please go on ahead.
Oh, good evening, JR. How are you, buddy?
I'm here. Mark, what's on your mind?
A lot is on my mind. We have, and I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This city is so racially divided, so segregated. It's unfortunate. We have bad white cops. We have bad black cops. Now, I can walk around, and there's several neighborhoods that I ain't going to go into because it's reverse racism, all right? I'm a white man. It's reverse racism. I, forgive me, am tired of hearing about, woe is me, I am black, woe is me, everybody. I'm just tired. Please forgive me.
Well,
your
Mark.
Response?
Well, Mark, I have to tell you, you might be tired of hearing, woe is me. You know, I'm black. Woe is me. This isn't fair. Woe is me. You know, there's reverse racism when you go into the black neighborhood. But I can tell you, Mark, that there are 400 years of African-Americans who were brought over to this country who are in chains. There have been generations of African Americans who have been mistreated here in the United States of America that, I'm sorry, you feeling woe is me or feeling tired of hearing woe is me, I think you should probably have that same feeling and empathy for people who haven't gotten equal treatment. There are a lot of people here in the United States of America, just because they aren't walking around in physical chains, just because you don't see ships dropping them off on our shores and walking them up into Wisconsin, there are people who are still in those chains. It's systemic racism. Everything that has happened here in the United States of America hasn't poofed and disappeared. It has done nothing but permeate to the soil. If I go ahead and try to plant a garden and I say, okay, I want to go ahead and build it. And this is facts. You know, we have a lot of gas stations here in the United States of America. And if you actually take a minute to see, you can't just build anything on a former gas station. You have to go ahead and change it up. You're not necessarily going to have the best soil. Well, the United States of America has not had the best soil. And you can't sit down and decide you want to turn it into a garden and then act like it's going to grow properly because there's one patch that works. Okay, so you can be tired of a woe is me here in the United States of America, but I also encourage you to go ahead and pick up a history book and see why African Americans and blacks in this country are disenfranchised, why they are tired, why they're sick and tired, why they're angry. Your woe is me does nothing, and it is no comparison to what my ancestors, who, by the way, I don't even know the lineage of many of them. Your woe is me and how you feel, it doesn't stack up. It doesn't measure to what African Americans and blacks in this country have had to deal with now and in the past. So you can save what you're tired of hearing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, Andy in Georgia, Larry in Miami. We have more calls coming your way. I'll be back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You heard the number, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, Drew Brees has been dominating the conversation, has been dominating the show. Yeah, I can't wait till we get some NBA basketball back. I can't wait till we get some MLB back. Doesn't look like it. Can't wait until we get some NFL back. Drew Brees, maybe not so much after his comments. And, our last caller, Mark from Wisconsin, he said, I'm tired of hearing the woe is me from black folks here in the United States of America. And I had to give him my opinion. If you're on the freeradio.com app, you can go ahead and hit the rewind. Okay. Or you can listen to the show in full afterwards at CBSSportsRadio.com. If you didn't know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Times are tough. Rocket Mortgage is here to help. If you need any type of assistance with your mortgage, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. I'm going to continue to go ahead and take your phone calls. I'm looking at my Twitter now. Jay Escobar says he may be tired of the woe is me. He says we're tired of being killed for no reason, oppressed because of the way we look, held down because of our skin color. Okay, Carol Roberts also tweeted me and said, is that Mark guy serious? Woe is me. My God, I'm white. And that upsets me. Can't imagine how it made you and other black Americans feel. Good Lord. Well, you know what? And this is the unfortunate part. You know, as an African-American male, I'm used to hearing things like this. It's not surprising to me at all. You hear these situations. Woe is, well, you're not. Yeah, you have a job. Well, look at LeBron. LeBron has money. Hey, look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z has money. There's no racism. What is that? What does that represent, the entire population? What does that represent across the board? What do your boardrooms look like? What do your communities look like? What does the bank teller, what do they look like? What does the underwriter look like? Okay, we got Andy calling up from Georgia. Andy, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead.
What's going on, JR? I just want to touch on, man, I think of a bigger perspective. How does that influence that locker room, like the athletic leadership that is there?
who takes control of that? Does Sean Payton take control of that? How does he handle that? How does that front office end up? I mean, is this like a destruction of the New Orleans Saints organization? Or, like, just coming from a professional like you or JR, how do you handle this in an athletic leadership standpoint?
Well, Andy, I got to tell you, you already see the comments from his own locker room. We played the comments from Malcolm Jenkins, who just signed a 4-year deal with the Saints. Michael Thomas was quick to tweet he doesn't know any better, but then also said, hey, if you're not with us, then you're against us. And this isn't a matter of for us or against us, black people, this. No, just wanting equality. Is there something wrong with that? Isn't that the same thing you want for your kids? Isn't that what we want for all of our kids? It's not a difficult concept. But it's something that a lot of people feel that may harm them if everybody's equal. Let's be honest. A lot of people don't view everyone as equal. A lot of people have implicit bias about those around them who don't look like them. There are multiple problems across the board. And the one that Drew Brees found misses the mark of what's really at the core. Larry from Miami, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Please go on ahead.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I'm here with you, Larry. What's on your mind?
Hey, for the white man that never seen racism or don't believe it exists, I tell them to take a trip through somewhere that they've never been before. But with Drew Brees, basically what I want to mention on is that what Drew Brees said is exactly what I've been talking to people about for a few days. I explained to people that the laws have to change in order for things to change. And I explain that because, like I said, America was built on lies and it was built on taking something from somebody else. And basically, generation after generation, they're going to teach their next generation the exact same thing. So until we change the laws from the mindsets of today, I believe we're going to be stuck in the same hole we've been in, like I used to say, for these 400 years.
Yeah, no, that's facts, Larry. There's no doubt about that. I appreciate you for calling up from Miami. You know, a part of that systemic racism is education, and it's a general fact, and it's not just something that is exclusive to African Americans here in the United States of America. It's a general fact that I believe a lot of people don't understand how the system works. And when I say system, I'm talking about their elected officials. They don't understand civics. They don't understand how to push forward with police reform. They don't know how the commissioner gets there. They don't know what their councilman does. There's so many elements that need adjusting. And so many people have been put in places where they are separated and segregated and put down. Sammy in Houston, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You know what? It's a crying shame. That's Drew Brees' opinion. This country is so racist, we elected a black president for 8 years. This country is so racist. You got Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. You got some of these black quarterbacks going to start making $35 million per year. This country is so racist. You got Johnson, the owner of BET, billionaire. This country is so racist. You on the air for 4 hours. Why not? How about tomorrow night? You have a show on black on black crime in Chicago with blacks killing blacks left and right. More white men are killed by police than blacks. You get on radio, you're going to spend 4 hours on what Drew Brees said. That's his opinion. He said his uncle.
Sammy, that is his opinion. And I have some important questions to you for what you just said. What is the population, what's the percentage of the population of African Americans here in the United States of America?
We're about 13 to 16% of the population.
Okay. Now, the gentleman that you named and you spoke about, please find me the equality. If you want to talk about sports here, what is the percentage of African Americans in the NFL?
They're roughly about 75-80% of the NFL.
Well, how many African American owners do we have?
Well, none.
Okay. Oh, how many years have African Americans been here in the United States of America?
Over 400 years.
So why are you disagreeing with me that African Americans in this country have been behind? You going to tell me that we're at an equal space?
Now, what I'm telling you is this.
No. I hear what you told me. You told me and you said it emphatically. But what I'm saying to you is, if you want to look at this in the context of a game, it's real simple. Because you said, hey, I got a sports show. I'm here. I have an opportunity to chat with folks like you for 4 hours. And I'm not talking about issues. Well, every single issue that you just mentioned is pretty much due to the fact that black folks here in this country are behind. There should be no reason that we can only talk about a Michael Jordan, who is a majority owner in the NBA as a minority. We shouldn't be able to only pick out. No, Sammy.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you. We shouldn't be able to pick out a Magic Johnson. We shouldn't be able to look at a Jay-Z or an Oprah Winfrey. Those are the outliers. And it's going to take so many more years to catch up. And the problem is, it's the bumps in the road. Nobody's going to say that these opportunities don't exist, but they are not fairly presented to people who look like me and also look like you, Sammy. That's the reality. Let's put you in the game and tell you to try and win when you're 80 points behind and tell you, oh, congratulations, you hit a three-pointer. You need a whole lot more than that to catch up, don't you, Sammy? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Darryl, I see you from Anchorage. We're going to continue taking your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Drew Brees has dominated the conversation after his comments earlier today. He finds anyone who kneels during the national anthem, he finds it disrespectful to the flag and also the United States of America. You know, I've stated my point many times, and that I think what Drew Brees said is disrespectful. What he said is disrespectful because that flag, it doesn't embody what it's supposed to mean for all citizens of the United States of America. And we've had veterans who have called up and, you know, expressed their opinions. We have folks who agree with Drew Brees. The majority of folks who have called up don't. We've had service members who don't. We just had a gentleman, Sammy, who called from Houston. I believe he's African-American. He says, where's the racism? We had a black president and we have Magic Johnsons and all these other people of affluence. But you know what? Is that commensurate? Do we still see the opportunities for the people who are here in the United States of America? The answer is no. Folks look for equality. And it's unfortunate if someone like Sammy doesn't see it. If you want to look out and pick out instances and say, okay, that means equality, then Sammy, I'm sorry to say, you're missing a point just like Drew Brees is. He's entitled to his opinion, but that doesn't mean his opinion doesn't take away from the larger point, is that blacks and African Americans here in the country aren't treated equally. And if you don't like that point, like the gentleman from Wisconsin, if you don't like that, as in Sammy from Houston, then what do you disagree with the NFL saying they have an issue with equality? You disagree with every single person who's spoken up and said that? We're all entitled to our opinions. Every single one of us. That's the beauty of living here in the United States of America. But just because you hold an opinion doesn't mean it's an educated one. Doesn't mean it's a thoughtful one. Doesn't mean it's an informed or well-formed thought-out opinion. Darryl from Anchorage, Alaska, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, this is a great, great, great conversation, JR. Well, listen, JR, I'm actually from Lafayette, Indiana, and Drew Brees, you know, he played football at Purdue University, yes. And that's in West Lafayette. So I have actually met Drew Brees. He's come over to the Boys and Girls Club every Christmas and bring a lot of Christmas presents for the kids. So I've seen him, and he used to give away a lot of good stuff, and I've actually met him before. But anyway, this is the deal. This is the real deal. This is crazy. Drew Brees is my favorite of all time quarterbacks. I think he's so underrated, and he just really messed me up. He just totally messed me up. And the reason I'm saying is I'm a veteran. I fought for 15 years in the United States Army, okay? I've actually went to Desert Storm. My father was in Vietnam. His father was in his father was in World War II. And let me explain this to you. All of us have went to war. We all fought for our country. And what I don't understand is this here. When he said his grandfather and his father, whatever the case may be, that is the reason they fought, is because they can be able to kneel. They can be able
for people to be free, to have equality here.
And express your feelings. And I don't understand. I mean, I've laid my life down on the line. I've gotten war wounds. So I'm just trying to figure out, what don't people understand? It's just a matter of, I don't know what it is. It's a matter of you, how you're thinking. Because if I go to war and this other guy goes to war and he's thinking, well, he shouldn't not kneel because he's got to represent the flag, and I feel opposite. But, I don't understand. That's what we fighting for, freedom. So yeah. I don't understand why would someone look at the Tuskegee Airmen, all the stuff that, man, come on, Drew. He just messed that all up, man.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, this is the deal. It all comes down to I'm going to tell you like this here. I don't want to say this, but it seems like it came from Donald Trump as a Trump supporter. He sounded like a Trump supporter because they just don't understand. All the stuff that he says, and all the, I got a lot of white friends, all the things that he says, and they still don't understand that he is a racist. And I just can't imagine how come they don't understand that. Stuff that he says, the stuff that he does, and they don't understand it. Why would Drew Brees say that?
Well, Darryl, he's gonna have to deal with everything he said. We obviously see in the locker room in a general sense. But Darryl, I appreciate your service, and thank you for calling up from Anchorage, Alaska. Abraham from New York. Abraham, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, as usual, you're doing an amazing job and leading a very interesting, provocative conversation, so I appreciate you, my brother.
No doubt about it. What's on your mind, eh?
Well, just wanted to give you a little background on myself very briefly, maybe to establish a little bit of bona fides, maybe not, depends on what your opinion is. So I'm the product of two immigrants. I live in New York. I also have a citizenship in Canada, but I'm in New York right now, so you can imagine what I've been seeing. And my father's Moroccan, so I'm a brown-skinned guy, not black, but a brown-skinned guy, visibly. And my mom is from the former Soviet Union, so she came as an immigrant from the former Soviet Union, and I'm also Jewish, right? So while I'll say this, nobody has the experience in America that the African-American community does. In America specifically, the African-American experience is unique, meaning no one has been persecuted or suffered the way the African-American community has. So that just, I wanted to establish that as not a caveat, but a sort of disclaimer of where that I recognize that. Because what I think we're missing in this conversation and generally in the country right now, for a variety of reasons, it would take, a two-hour panel conversation to even scratch the surface, is nuance, Everyone's talking, or many people are talking past each other. The sort of Black Lives Matter side versus the not Black Lives Matter side. Literally talking past each other. They're making their points, and sometimes you hear very valid points on both sides. So the reason I brought up that I'm brown-skinned and I'm Jewish and product of two immigrants is that while I can't compare my experience directly, it's maybe as close as it gets. Jews are the number one recipient, I should say, of religious-style hate crimes in all of Canada or America, by far. We make up 50%, more than 50% of religious-based hate crimes. Not racial-based hate crimes, religious-based hate crimes. And especially, I'm a guy who wears a kippah, a yarmulke. I'm sure you know what that is. So I'm a visible minority in the religious sense, and I'm a visible minority in the racial or ethnic sense, okay? So I do, and I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn.
So I understand that very much so. Abraham, I'm from New York City. I think a lot of people who are listening across the country can understand what you're saying as well. But as we are up against the clock, and I do have a couple more callers, I do ask that you can kind of, get to your ultimate point here.
I will. And I apologize for taking so much time. I just wanted to establish sort of my background. So a lot of people are talking past each other. What Drew Brees said, people have to learn to accept what the other guy said about Donald Trump. That has nothing to do with it. Drew Brees didn't bring up Donald Trump. Drew Brees has established enough bona fides as a good human being that it should not be controversial. Only in today's mob mentality age, and I'm not talking about BLM, I'm talking about any kind of subjects, where somebody says, I don't like disrespecting the American flag. He's not right or wrong. It's a feeling. It's a subjective feeling. It's not ill-informed. You were wrong to say it's ill-informed because there was no information. It's a feeling. A lot of people A lot of people look at patriotism as equivalent, meaning loving their country, any country, as equivalent to insulting a religion. So let's say
Go ahead. Well, listen, I'm going to say this. I don't know what part of the show that you tuned into, but I have repeated that several times. And I said there's nothing wrong with what Drew Brees felt. But Drew Brees was rather dismissive in his comments when you look at the full tone of what's going on here in the country. So to say what Drew Brees is said is not controversial and it's more of a feeling, I don't know how you could actually make that statement. You don't have to look any further than the response that he's gotten from his own fan base, from his teammates, from people across the league, from the other callers who have reached out and said as much. No, there is a problem. And saying that there's not a problem is a part of the issue. And it doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're brown. It doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're yellow, you're pink. Everybody wants equality. And what Drew Brees said was dismissive of that. Christian in Oregon. Christian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
I'm here with you, Christian. What's on your mind, please? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say something. As a white male in America, I grew up with African-Americans who were married in my family, and I've seen some of the racism and the problems that we have in America today. And I stand for the Black Lives Matter movement. And I personally, as a person of the new generation, and I think a lot of people would agree, and I wanted to get your opinion, is these last three unintentional deaths of African-Americans were the final three straws to light the fire of the youth and people speaking out about these problems to this point.
Well, Christian, I appreciate you for calling up from Oregon. You know, I'm hoping that this is more than a fire starter here. I hope this can actually move towards action. You know, this is almost a perfect storm, a confluence of events. When you think about what the country and the world has been through over the past several months with a global pandemic, when you think about all of the folks who are unemployed, when you think about the distractions that are not there, the fact that there is no NBA Finals game going on right now, when you think about people are at home, working from home, constantly in their phones, constantly in front of the television, and you have an opportunity for people to be reminded what people are going through in this country. And it's not so much black, white, yellow, pink, purple. It's straight ahead. The equality is not there. And black folks are being just beat down, killed, murdered, not given the opportunities at the same clip. And it's not just African Americans. There are Latinos here in this country that are discriminated against. There are Asians here in this country that are discriminated against. There are people from all over the world. That's the beauty of the United States of America. It's supposed to be a place welcome for people to come in and be able to live their lives and build out. And a lot of people are able to do that. But the opportunities that present themselves are not. Mike from Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Mike. Please go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say just 2 points. Okay, well, the Drew Brees situation, you know, I'm a Ravens fan, but I was a fan of Drew Brees until, you know, the situation of what he spoke on tonight and how he just dismissed the whole, really, cause of what's going on now. But one of my most offensive callers was the Sammy guy, because what really bristles me, JR, is when I hear the sentiment that there's so much black-on-black crime, you should be concerned with that. So in essence, you're saying that because they're black-on-black crime, we should not be concerned about us being slaughtered in the streets by policemen and issues like that. And it really bristles me when I hear from my own people to say that, well, so much black-on-black crime, why aren't you worried about that? That is appalling. But to say that we should not be concerned about the innocent black man being slaughtered in the streets murdered in the streets, and this happening time and time again, because we have a big issue with black on black crime, is one of the most ignorant statements that I hear. And I hear it constantly from my own people and from, you know, non-black people. And it's two separate issues. And to say that we should not be concerned, we should be concerned more about black on black crime and dismiss all the other things that happened to us, that's ridiculous, yeah. That really bristles me. That really was the most offensive caller to me. And I think he was black. I think Sammy was black. And the other thing he said about this country not being racist because we had Michael Jordan and a black president and Magic Johnson. What is the percentage of black billionaires and millionaires or whatever? I mean, come on. That was the most ludicrous caller the whole night, to tell you the truth, JR.
You know what, Mike? I hear exactly what you're saying. I appreciate you calling up from B-More. Look, this is the realities. This country is not equal. And that's what everybody wants to move towards. And if you don't understand it, if you don't see it, then you're part of the problem. It's time to take a look in the mirror. Step outside of your own shoes. Step outside of your own thoughts. There's a lot of reasons why a lot of the folks you mentioned, when it comes down to black wealth, there's a good reason that a lot of them happen to be in the entertainment space. There's a reason a lot of them happen to be athletes, because they weren't afforded the same opportunities from the get-go. Okay? That's all folks want, is equality. People want to be able to wake up knowing that they're safe in their own communities. People want to know that they have the opportunity to get an education, to get a good job. And unfortunately, there's a lot of folks here in the country who are behind an eight ball. All everybody wants, anybody wants, is equality. It's very simple. It's not complicated. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief and listen to the show on CBSSportsRadio.com. Amy Lawrence is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.